Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Roller Jungle Ghost Notes, with a focus on offsetting and arranging them in the effects area of a drum and bass production. If you want that classic jungle pressure, that rolling, slightly dangerous feeling where the drums seem to breathe and shuffle without losing punch, Ghost Notes are one of the strongest tools you can use. The big idea here is simple, but the execution is everything. You keep the main snare and kick absolutely solid, then you add very quiet ghost hits around them, and you place those hits with intention so they create motion instead of clutter. A lot of producers make the mistake of treating ghost notes like tiny extra drums. In reality, they are more like groove architecture. They can push the beat forward, drag it back, or fill negative space between the anchors. So before you place each note, ask yourself what job it is doing. Is this hit pushing into the snare? Is it sitting behind the beat to add weight? Or is it just there to keep the roller moving? Let's build this from the ground up in Ableton. Start by creating a MIDI track and loading drum rack. Inside the rack, keep your core sound separated so you have control. Use one pad for kick, one for the main snare, one for ghost snares, one for hats, and maybe one for rim clicks or little percussion taps. If you want to keep the mix clean, this separation is a huge win. It lets you process the ghost layer differently from the main snare, which is exactly what we want. For the main drum chain, keep things lean. A little EQ8 for cleanup, drum bus for density if needed, and maybe a touch of saturator for bite. Don't overdo it. The main snare needs to stay authoritative. It has to feel like the center of gravity in the pattern. Now program a simple two-bar backbone first. Keep it clean. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on 2 and 4, and maybe add a small pickup kick or a light hat pattern to keep time moving. At this stage, you are building the spine of the groove. Don't rush into decoration yet. A strong roller starts with a strong pocket. Once the backbone is working, add a separate ghost snare lane. This is where the magic starts. Place ghost notes just before the snare, just after the snare, and in the spaces between kick and snare. A very classic jungle move is a tiny tap just before beat 2, another soft hit right after beat 2, and then a small cluster later in the bar leading into 4. Those little moments create that nervous, forward a moving shuffle. Velocity matters a lot here. Main snare can sit high, somewhere around 110 to 127, depending on the sample. Ghost notes should usually live much lower, often between 15 and 40. If you want one ghost to stand out a little more, maybe push it up to 45 or 50, but be careful. If the ghost notes start sounding like full snare hits, they stop doing ghost note duty. They become clutter. Now comes the most important part. Timing offset. This is where the groove gets its personality. Ghost notes should not sit perfectly on the grid unless that's a deliberate choice. Move some slightly ahead of the beat for tension and urgency. Move others slightly behind the beat for weight and swagger. A nice starting point is to shift one ghost a little early, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, and another one a little late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny offset can completely change the feel. If you want to go a step further, use the groove pool. Pull groove from an extracted break, a swing preset, or a jungle loop you like. Then apply it lightly to the ghost clip. Keep the timing amount subtle so it doesn't become cartoonish. One powerful trick is to keep the main groove fairly straight while letting the ghost layer swing a little more. That contrast gives you movement without losing the pocket. It feels human, but still controlled. Also, pay attention to note length. Ghost notes should usually be short. If they're too long, they smear into the main snare and start filling up the mix. Short notes leave room for sub-bass, reese movement, break transients, and reverb tails. In a drum and bass track, space is not empty. Bass is power. Now let's shape the ghost layer with stock Ableton devices. A solid starting chain would be EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, and maybe utility if you need to control gain or stereo width. High pass the ghost somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. If they sound boxy, cut a bit in the 400 to 700 range. If they need more stick presence, add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep the processing focused on making the note readable, not loud. Drum bus can add a nice bit of snap and density. Use the drive lightly. Keep boom off or very low, because we do not want low-end buildup in ghost percussion. Saturator with soft clip-on can help bring out tiny details without making the level jump too much. If the layer still feels too forward, pull it back with utility instead of just piling on more EQ. A very nice effects area move is a short room reverb send on the ghost lane. Keep it tight, maybe around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds decay, with a little pre-delay if needed and very little wet signal. This can make the ghosts feel like they're bouncing in the same space as the break, which is one of those subtle jungle details that makes the whole thing feel alive. It should feel like room energy, not wash. You can also build a parallel texture layer. This is not the main ghost snare lane. This is a secondary percussion layer, maybe a quiet rim click, a filtered shaker, chopped break percussion, or a high-passed snare tail. Process it with aggressive high-pass filtering, maybe a touch of auto-filter movement, and just enough drum bass or echo to give it life. The point is to add top-end motion and reinforce the time feel without stealing attention from the snare. Now let's talk arrangement, because a loop is only half the story. A good roller needs to evolve over time. If the ghost pattern repeats exactly for 8 bars, it can start to sound like a practice loop instead of a finished section. Try this kind of progression. In bars 1 and 2, keep the groove relatively simple and let the listener lock into the pocket. In bars 3 and 4, add one extra ghost before the snare and maybe brighten the hats a touch. In bars 5 and 6, bring in a second ghost near the end of the bar and slightly increase the reverb send for 1 or 2 hits. Then in bars 7 and 8, densify the ghost cluster a little more and set up a fill or a small drop in density right at the phrase change. That last half bar before a section shift is prime jungle real estate. It's the perfect place for a little snare chatter, a rim click, or a ghost note with a tiny timing nudge. Those micro changes tell the listener, even if they don't consciously notice, that something is coming. Automation helps a lot here. Automate the ghost track's filter cutoff, the send to reverb or echo, the gain on the ghost lane, or even the drive on drum bus. Open the filter a little before a drop. Push the reverb send slightly higher on one fill note. Pull the layer down when the bass needs more space. This makes the drum section feel performed rather than looped. And speaking of bass, always check the groove against the low end. Ghost notes can sound amazing in solo, then become messy once you add sub, res, or a noisy mid-bass. Listen for masking in the snare zone and clutter in the upper mids. If the ghost layer is stepping on the bass, reduce velocity, shorten note lengths, high pass harder, or move the notes a few milliseconds. Sometimes the bass itself needs a small carve around 2 to 5 kHz so the ghost percussion can breathe. A really useful coach tip here is to zoom out while you edit. It's easy to get obsessed with one tiny note and forget how the whole bar feels at performance volume. Also, check the same pattern at a couple different tempos if you can. A groove that feels perfect at 172 BPM might feel too busy at 174 or too loose at 168. In jungle and drum and bass, timing decisions are very tempo-sensitive. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, make the ghost notes more like tension than decoration. Think of them as little anxious breaths, tiny machine glitches, or snare scrapes. Use a bit more high mid-bite, a touch of saturation, and keep the body thin. A great advanced move is to distort first and EQ after. That can give the ghosts a gritty edge and then clean them up so they still sit properly. Another strong technique is to build two ghost note banks. One bank can be soft and tucked, with low velocity and minimal saturation. The other can be grittier and more forward, with a little more transient bite. Use the soft bank for early phrases and the gritty bank for fills and transitions. That kind of contrast keeps the arrangement moving. You can also think polyrhythmically. Instead of always placing ghosts right around the snare, try a repeating cycle that moves against the bar, like a hit every 3/8 notes or a 5-hit pattern across 2 bars. Then manually adjust a few notes so it doesn't become too mechanical. That creates a subtle rolling against the grid effect that works really well in darker, jungle and text-influenced material. Here's a quick practical exercise. Build a 2-bar loop with kick on 1 and a pickup, snare on 2 and 4, and hats on the offbeats. Add 4 ghost snares, one before beat 2, one after beat 2, one before beat 4, and one at the end of bar 2 leading back into bar 1. Give them different velocities, like 18, 24, 30, and 22. Offset 2 slightly early and 2 slightly late. Then process the layer with a high-pass EQ, light drum bus, a touch of saturator, and a short room reverb send. Once that's done, play it with sub and bass. Ask yourself, does it feel tighter? Does it still leave room for the snare? And does it help the loop turn over into the next bar? For a stronger challenge, duplicate the clip and create 2 ghost identities. Version 1 should be sparse and subtle. Version 2 should be busier and slightly more forward. Then arrange them over 8 or 16 bars so the track builds naturally. You could even create a call and response feel, where one bar has a tiny pickup and the next bar answers with a slightly earlier or louder hit. These tiny changes make a loop feel composed, not just programmed. So to recap, the formula is this. Build a solid kick and snare spine. Add a separate ghost layer. Offset the notes slightly. Shape them with EQ, drum bus, and saturator. Use short reverb or a texture layer if needed. Then arrange the density over time so the groove evolves. And always test the result against bass. That's the real takeaway here. Ghost notes are not just tiny drums. They are groove architecture. When you place them with intention, they make the beat breathe, push the rhythm forward, and bring that classic jungle roller energy to life. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed voiceover version with pauses and emphasis cues, or a shorter script for a more punchy lesson format.